The man we are looking at today was the intellectual peer of any man in Europe in his day. He was an accomplished concert pianist. He wrote books on music and the work of Bach. During his lifetime, he wrote philosophical books which still inspire people and are still studied today. He wrote groundbreaking theology works which are still studied today. He was friends with Albert Einstein and Bertrand Russell and opposed nuclear weapons. Yet he left the world of acclaim and applause and spent 50 years of his life as a Christian missionary doctor in a poor village in Central Africa and lived a subsistence life there. The man's name is Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer was born in 1875 in Kaiserberg in Western Germany and died 90 years later in 1965 at Labarene in Africa. On his first day at school at age 6 in Germany, he noticed that he was better dressed than many of his classmates because his family was better off. At that young age, he took others' feelings and welfare into account and decided that day that he would dress thereafter like his poorer classmates. At the age of 18, Schweitzer had decided to become a professional musician, playing the pipe organ. He received training both in his hometown and in Paris. His teacher in Paris called him a genius. Shortly after beginning his musical studies in Paris, however, he changed his mind and decided to become a pastor like his father. He began attending Strasbourg University. As a Christian, he wanted to repay the world for the joy which Christianity had given to him, so he determined that he would pursue his arts and intellectual interests until the age of 30 and then give himself to serving humanity. During his first years as a pastor, Schweitzer wrote his first two books, one on religion and one a biography of J.S. Bach. The books made Schweitzer world famous and he was in high demand as a speaker throughout Europe. He also often performed as an organist in European cities. When he was 28 in 1903, Schweitzer read a book on the needs of Africans in the Congo. He resigned his position with Strasbourg University where he was teaching and left for medical school, deciding that the best way he could care for others was as a medical surgeon and doctor. After 6 years of medical school, Schweitzer, sponsored by the Paris Missionary Society, went with his new wife Helen to Labarene in what we now call Gabon to start a hospital for the African people there. The only available building was an old chicken house, so that became their hospital. Within 9 months of arriving, Schweitzer and his wife had treated over 2,000 people. Shortly thereafter, World War I broke out. The Schweitzers were allowed to continue in their hospital for a while, but they were Germans working in a French colony, and so they were incarcerated and sent back to France. While back in France, Schweitzer wrote his third book, A History of Ethics. The first volume was printed in 1923 and others soon followed. In 1924, he went on a concert tour to raise funds for the hospital and for his fares to return to Labarene. However, when he returned to Labarene, his hospital was derelict, so he built a new hospital 2 miles upstream and started again. Others heard of his work and volunteers came to assist his medical work. With the funds earned from his own royalties and personal appearance fees, and with those donated from all parts of the world, he expanded the hospital to 70 buildings by 1960s. By 1963, there are 350 patients with their relatives at the hospital and 150 patients in the leper colony, all served by about 36 white physicians and nurses. He also had numbers of African workers. At Labarene, Schweitzer was a doctor and surgeon in the hospital, pastor of a congregation, administrator of a village, superintendent of buildings and grounds, writer of scholarly books, commentator on contemporary history, musician, and host to countless visitors. The honours he received were numerous, including honorary doctorates from many universities and the Nobel Peace Prize in 1953. His acceptance speech for the Nobel Prize was entitled The Problem of Peace and is considered a masterpiece. With the $33,000 Nobel Prize money, he started a leprosarium, a place to quarantine lepers at Labarene. Based on his Christian worldview, in his philosophical writings, he promulgated his reverence for life philosophy. This value system, based on value for living things, has become the basis of modern biocentrism ethics. Albert Schweitzer was a unique man, a man of amazing talents. His Christian devotion and worldview motivated and empowered him to make a health difference for thousands of Africans. His ethical, philosophical and theological writings show similar abilities, worldview and aptitudes to the great St. Augustine of the 4th century. We salute Albert Schweitzer, a Christian who made a difference.